The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Are you a business owner looking to grow your business? How is your financial portfolio? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. Listen to business owners share their stories and tips for success, because every business has a story. And now, here's your host, Mark the Spark.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. And I'm Mark the Spark, and I have two wonderful co-hosts, Pamela and Raj. And Pamela is not in the studio today, but we have Raj, and I'll be interviewing him. I'd like to remind everybody that we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. Raj, how are you today?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Well, let's dig right into it, Raj, because it looks like we have a lot to cover. Now, last week, we spoke about the tax advantage option and how the tax code 7702, or life insurance retirement planning, works. And I was wondering if you could just review it for the good people of San Diego, how it works, and maybe what product it gives us.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. First of all, Mark, let's understand. 7702 is a tax code just like a 401k or a 529 that the IRS gives.
I see.
So the IRS decided to offer another tax code or the tax strategy to the citizens of the United States, where they can put their money in and grow the money tax advantaged. So going back, the three tax buckets: tax me now, tax me later, and tax me never or tax advantaged.
I remember.
Right. So the 7702 products are being offered by insurance companies, and it becomes a part of your life insurance retirement plan.
I see.
And the product that they specifically offer around this is called an indexed universal life insurance, or in short terms, IUL. And that's what it is about 7702 that we'll talk about.
I see. So what are some of the potential benefits with an index universal life insurance?
See, the benefits of these indexed universal life insurance includes that you have a lifelong coverage, first of all. Like a term insurance would end by its term, so you might not have a coverage maybe after 65 or you're 70. But the coverage of an indexed universal life insurance goes up till you're 120 years.
Wow.
Then the second potential benefit is that the cash value growth is not necessarily based on the stock market performance completely. And why I say so is this: while the market goes up, you gain the advantage of the market uptime, but when the market goes down, you do not lose your growth.
How nice.
And that's the beauty of the benefit of the IUL, as we call it. Then the third benefit is that you have flexibility in all your premium payments.
Oh.
So you decide something today, you don't have to pay it for the whole life. You can pay it for the next 5 to 10 years and then decide not to pay. And during that course of the journey, if you feel that you're not able to pay the premium in any given month or any given year, you can choose not to pay that. It will take out from your accumulation, or you can pay lesser, or you can even pay higher based on the way it was designed for you. So these are some of the benefits. And of course, the biggest benefits, it's a tax-free growth.
Tax-free growth.
So you do not have to pay tax while it is growing.
Oh, wow.
And if you take the distribution out properly and it is designed properly, you do not have to pay tax at distribution as well, which is unlike the 401ks or the traditional IRAs.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. So what are some of the scenarios with this index universal life insurance where it would be a good fit?
Well, what everybody says is the best scenario is if somebody is looking for a life insurance for his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, why would they look at that? The way I put it is that if you are looking to grow your money tax-free and you want the distribution from it tax-free for the rest of your life, which could be up to 120 years, so starting 15 months to 120 years, sorry, 15 days, in fact, you can get it at 15 days.
Wow.
15 days to 120 years, and you have the ability to grow the money tax-free. That's the scenario. Now, how you could use this money? You could use this money for college education. Mm-hmm. You could use this money to buy your first house. You could use this money to buy the Ferrari or that fancy car you always wanted to do. You could use this money to take a world tour that you always wanted as part of your bucket list. Or as simple as that, you wanted to use this money to create an income source for life.
Mm.
So this means you get something every month, every year, as long as you live. So you see, the scenarios could be any and many. And that's the way we look at it.
I like that. I think I'll go for the income every month on that, although a Ferrari does sound nice. You know I'd crack it up, I'm sure. So, Raj, let me ask you, like, how does the age affect the premiums and benefits of this indexed universal life insurance policy?
The premiums for these IULs are typically lower when you are younger and you're in good health.
That would make sense.
And the reason being because the risk associated with something happening to you are much lesser. So the cost of insurance is lower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you age, premiums can increase significantly because the risk of death increases with age. And that's where the insurance companies feel that they need higher premium to offset their risk for you.
Mm.
So this is what happens. So younger you are and the healthier you are, you take the most of it. Now keep that in mind. If you compare today to tomorrow, you're one day older.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the way it looks like.
One day older. Okay, now what about if someone is unemployed? How might this index universal life insurance policy benefit someone who, let's say, is unemployed? I've been unemployed several times.
That's a great question. Now, if you compare it with traditional investments where you have to put in money every single month or every single year for it to grow.
Mm.
Now, what happens if you're not employed? That means that you do not have the flexibility of changing those patterns if you have signed under the dotted line. Now, with an index universal life insurance policy, you know what happens is, in times of financial hardship, you may be able to reduce or even skip your premium payments.
Oh.
Now, what this would do, though, is, you see, it would reduce the accumulation you could potentially have because you're not paying some premiums. But in those days when you needed money for something else, you could probably reduce your payment or even skip paying those premiums at that time. And that's the benefit of an index universal.
Wow. Well, that I can understand that. That seems like something I could have used several times throughout my life.
Yes.
And so with the index universal life insurance policy, how could this be a source of income? Like when you get into your retirement, like I'm starting to look at now, retirement age. How would one use that, Raj, in their retirement years?
So let me ask you a question, Mark.
Today. Excellent. Go right ahead.
Whatever money you have put into today,
mm-hmm.
let's say it's the stock market.
Mm.
Let us say it's those typical retirement plans like a 401k or an IRA or even your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these three do you think will guarantee you an income as long as you live?
I don't think either of them.
You don't think either of them.
No.
Now, if you had that engine, which gives you the ability to take money out anytime when you need, and especially when in retirement, when you do not have an active paycheck coming in, mm-hmm. and you're looking for that paycheck replacement strategy.
Right.
Now, at this point in time, this is the income that you can pull out during those retirement years and be able to live off it. And the best question is this: do I have to use these funds for any specific reason? No.
That's
you could use it for any purpose. You could go wild, go to Vegas, splurge everything out. You could use it for your monthly essential living expenses. Or you could possibly use it for your essential lifestyle expenses where you want to travel across the globe, see things. Or even you want to buy the new iPhone. And I don't know what model would be. Today is 15, maybe 55 by the time I retire. You could use it for any purpose. So this is how the cash value that is built inside the Index Universal Life is tax-free. You don't have to pay tax on it. And it can last you the rest of your life.
Wonderful. And as I remember with our last show, it was when you hit, 65, it was the, go-go years?
The go-go years.
Right, because you want to go here, you want to go there. And then when you got to, 75?
75, the slow-go years.
Slow-go years.
And then by the time you reach 85, the no-go years.
No-go years. Ross, I learned so much from you. And I hope all the good people in San Diego are listening and also learning like I am on these different tax advantages and different things we can do.
Exactly. And that's what my idea is, Mark, just to educate people that they know what are the options available, what could be the right option for them.
Mm-hmm.
And not for everybody, every product is the right option.
Right.
So how do we help them manage the things?
Very good. Well, let's just stay tuned, Raj. We're going to take a halftime break and listen to our sponsors, for they do pay the bills. And we'll be right back with the second half and talk to you a little bit more. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after the halftime break.
Welcome to Wealth Being, where your financial well-being is our top priority. At Wealth Being, we understand that true wealth goes beyond numbers. It's about making your retirement your longest vacation. Whether you're planning for retirement, looking for tax-free income, funding your child's education, or even estate planning, our team has got you covered. We believe in transparency and trust. Contact us today at 858-371-1005. That's 858-371-1005. Or visit us at wealthbeing.us. That's wealthbeing.us.
Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com. ILENDGIRL.com. NMLS number 293365.
Finding the right work environment can make all the difference. The future of workspace in San Diego is here today at VentureX in Scripps Ranch. They have the perfect solution for you. You'll find professional executive private offices in a collegial setting with a sense of hospitality, community, and productivity. Co-working spaces are the new trend. Call today for a tour. 619-789-6233. That's 619-789-6233. And take your business to the next level.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the second half of Business Talk with Mark the Spark. I'm your host, and we're talking to Raj about the Index Universal Life Insurance Policy. And I know, Raj, I've learned now what 7702 means. And I wanted to come back the second half and ask you about the possibilities of estate planning, the purposes. How would the Index Universal Life Insurance Policy work with estate planning?
Oh, that's a brilliant question, Mark, and I get this all the time.
Mm-hmm,
look at it like this. What do you think happens to most of the people's investment after they move on?
Mm-hmm.
Their money or those investments are handed over to their loved ones or their beneficiaries. Now, do they have to pay taxes or they not have to pay taxes?
They do.
They do. They have to pay taxes. Now, where do they get the money from to pay those taxes? That's one question. You could have passed $1 million asset, but if they do not have the money to pay the 30-40% taxes that they have to pay on that estate, that means other than getting rid of that asset, selling it, they don't have any other option. So what you passed on to your loved ones primarily became meaningless in that case.
It would be. And that's quite a chunk.
That's quite a chunk. Mm-hmm. Now, the second thing is the final expenses are pretty steep as well. To go down 6 feet under, it's expensive.
Yes, it is.
It is. So when you look at these two things, the indexed universal life insurance plays a very crucial role in estate planning.
I see.
It provides you the liquidity to pay those estate taxes, cover up the final expenses, and most important, in the absence of a proper estate planning, you could run into the probate process. When you structure the indexed universal life, you can ensure that you bypass that probate process as well.
Wow.
So that's how powerful this tool is in your estate planning.
Well, that's very important.
It is.
Because it could be a burden sometimes when you inherit something that large.
Exactly.
And like you said, the amount of tax could really be burdensome, especially if you're not prepared for it. And what about the, let's say, the cash value of this life insurance policy, Raj? Could it be used for, let's say, maybe your child's education? That's often a thought.
Money is best in the form of money, Mark.
Wow. That ought to be a bumper sticker.
Because you can do anything with that money, as we were talking before the halftime as well.
I do remember.
Now, imagine every parent wants to give its child the best college education. That's their dream, right? Mm-hmm. That's the best thing probably they can leave their child with. Now, college education is not cheap. And I always say college education should not be a debt sentence.
That's right. And we see kind of today it can be.
How many people are in debt when they have to pay their college loans that they have taken? A lot of them do not complete college. Now, they still have those loans. Even if you declare bankruptcy, Mark, just as a trivia, they can wipe off any debt that you have except your college education loan debt.
I know
that. That still stays with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
So now the cash value that you have built in your life insurance or the index universal life insurance can be accessed anytime for you to use it for any purpose, including funding your college education plan that you may have as a late starter, or for somebody in your family that you want them to use it for. So that's the power of an index universal life insurance.
I see. Yeah, you can always start a second career.
Yes.
Yes, it's never too late.
It's never too
late. As long as you're alive.
Yes.
And not the 6 feet under, like you mentioned earlier. Raj. And I was wondering about the potential for growth with the Index Universal Life Insurance Policy. How would you compare this to, well, let's say, your 401k, or how about your traditional IRA?
Well, all these products that you talked about, the traditional 401k, the traditional IRA, or an index universal life, they all offer the potential for growth. Now, the key here is this. What happens when the markets are down, Mark? And that could actually erode all your growth.
I know. I've seen it with the stock market.
You've seen that with the stock market. Now, imagine you grew by 20-30% in your portfolio 1 year, but you went down by 20-30% the next year.
That'd be terrible.
That would be terrible. Now, if you grew by 10-20% in 1 year, but next year when the market was down, you did not lose one single dollar from your growth because the floor was zero and it entire floored itself. And then when the market comes up, you do not start from negative, but you grow from the zero. This means you have never lost your growth ever. So if given an option would somebody want to lose the principle they put in, would want to lose the growth they put in, or they would want always to grow from where they started and keep growing forward rather than looking back. And that's how the potential for growth is in an index universal life.
Wow. So it would constantly grow.
It has an unlimited potential for gain and absolutely zero floor for loss.
Wow.
That's what it is.
That sounds so wonderful.
Exactly.
Wow. So the tax benefits for the index universal life insurance policy, how would you compare those, say, to a 401k or the IRA?
That's my favorite subject.
Is it?
Taxes.
Good.
I love taxes.
To a lot of people, it isn't. To a lot of people, it's kind of scary. And then, like myself, don't fully understand it.
So you said the word understand, Mark, and that's what I'm on a mission on today,
to educate people.
To educate people how money works, how these different engines works, how they correlate with each other. And my idea is I educate people to the point they understand. Because once they understand it, they get a clarity and they can decide the best in their life. And then I always help them do that. Now, let's look at taxes again. When you have put money, let's go back to a few weeks back when we did this show. I always say, if you put $5 into something that grows into $10, but the time you want to take it out, you decide to take it out, it has become $20. So imagine $5 growing up to $10, but you take it out at $20, where do you think you'll pay more taxes?
I think I know the answer.
You know the answer. Mm-hmm. So this means at the $20.
Right.
Now, this means that if you were to put your money in $5, which is post-tax, that means every single dollar that grows after that should be tax-free. And when you take every single dollar out from it, it should be tax-free.
Oh.
That's what people would love to see. Now, this exactly is the difference. In a 401k or a traditional IRA, you pay tax at the 20 because you have not paid tax on the 5.
I see.
But in an index universal life insurance, you have put your premium post-tax. That means you have paid tax on the 5. That means you'd take the money out at 10, 18, 20, 30, 40. You will never have to pay a single dollar tax.
Wow.
And to top it off, can anybody accurately predict what would be the state of taxes in this wonderful country?
No.
Now, if you can make your investment immune to the tax rises or tax brackets, wouldn't that be amazing?
It would.
This means your retirement, you only have to consider the money that comes out of it, which you can use it for any time and any purpose in your life, rather than have to worry to pay taxes.
Wow.
I was talking to this wonderful person the other day, and the question came out was, hey, you know, where would I pay taxes from when I retire? I said, where are you going to take the money out from, first of all, is the question when you're retired.
I see.
Now he says, I have put money in my 401ks. I max my contribution, and I'm taking it out. Now I say, when you take money out from your 401k, you have to pay tax on it.
That's right.
Now, where do you take the tax out from the same bucket where you took that money out? Now imagine what's happening. This is that vicious circle. The more you take out from that bucket, the more your taxes. And now imagine market dropping down, inflation rising. All these are practical scenarios. So that bucket is practically emptying. If you visualize this, you will see the bucket emptying faster. And that's why I keep asking everybody, are you confident that your 401k will last forever, giving you an income for life? And that answer is no.
That's where
we say diversify.
Mm-hmm.
Diversify in a way that you can have money in your index universal life and do it. But you will have to qualify for that product. To qualify that product, you should be young and healthy to take the most advantage of it. So now you see how important our roles are to tell people how money works. That's what I do.
I do see that. So, Raj, I've learned so much just by having you on the show, interviewing you, and I'm so happy that you're my co-host, one of my co-hosts and sponsor. And I've learned just so much in the field of tax and the 7702. That is just wonderful for someone.
So can I ask you a question today, Mark?
Is this live on the air?
It's okay. Live on the air, and I know you're not ready for it. You have been a business owner yourself in many businesses.
Yes.
Now, with all the discussions that we have heard over all these last several weeks, and that has been amazing.
Yes.
I've learned a lot from you. What do you think would you have done differently when it comes to your finances and taxes towards some of those businesses?
Everything.
Everything, Raj.
I said, I wish I'd known you probably 20 years ago. I'd be in such better shape. For the good people of San Diego, we're coming to the end of the show, Raj. How can they get in touch with you to learn more about this? Your website or your phone number, which I like to repeat always after you say it.
Call me at
858-351-1005.
Or check our website, set up an appointment. It's called wealthbeing.us. And as we always say, your wealth being on us.
I love that. And as I always say, that should be a bumper sticker. Thank you, Raj.
Thank you.
And we'll hopefully... everyone listening has benefited from what you've had to say today. You can also go to my website, markthespark.org. Please remember it is a .org. We are an educational platform. Or you can go to Roger's website, wealthbeing.us. Thank you once again. See you next Saturday. Bye.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.